Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri podcast by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
For sheer holidayness, I don't think any holiday can beat Thanksgiving. Does that surprise you that I would say that, or that anyone would say it? Well, let me give you my criteria. Thanksgiving is probably the only holiday that we can celebrate anytime, any place, anywhere, without having to fulfill certain obligations placed on us by our society. You don't have to be of any particular religion to celebrate Thanksgiving, or even any religion. You don't have to buy a special outfit. You don't have to decorate the house. You don't have to do anything except be thankful. And that's why I like it. Granted, I'm going to be spending Thanksgiving with my son and my daughter-in-law and my granddaughter and the dogs. And we'll have a turkey dinner. But if something happened that we only had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and Bud Light instead of wine, or maybe even just water, that would be okay. Because even then, the idea isn't what we eat, but giving thanks for what we've got. And I've got them. And my youngest won't be with us, but we're thankful that after 22 months of looking for a job, he's found a job, a good job, and in a place that he loves. What a fantastic gift that is, too. And of course, always at the heading the list, along with my family and all my fantastic friends, are the fantastic clients and animals that I work with. And lately, I've come to appreciate that even more. As our lives become more and more complex, summoning the commitment, the care about the animals, to make the necessary changes to make their lives more mentally and physically comfortable is harder to come by. Particularly here in the U.S., there's this feeling that if you pay a lot for something, that's all you have to do. And some people are the same way about their dogs. If they invest a lot of money in their rare breed or their purebred dog, then everything should take care of itself. They shouldn't have to do any more than that. They already paid their dues. And some people feel the same way about the emotional investment they make in a rescue dog. They've paid. They paid through the nose for that dog. They shouldn't have to do more. But I don't see people like that. And I'm thankful for that. I see the committed people, the people who get the rescue dog and maybe didn't know a thing when they got the dog, or maybe bought into the story that they were given when they got the dog. But they don't care. They're committed to the animal and they'll do whatever they have to do. And when they find out where the animal is coming from, they're fascinated. It makes that animal even more real, more alive, more of a unique individual. This new animal, the animal as the animal, adds a new dimension to their lives. One of the best descriptions I've ever heard about how animals affect our lives was something that was told to me by a client years and years ago, many, many years before the same story was claimed in a book by someone else. And that woman said to me when we euthanized her dog, that losing that dog was like losing a color in her life. And that just was so spot on. How can you explain to someone who has never experienced that, or who defines their animals in terms of themselves, what the animal says about them? It's like being colorblind. And yet, thanks to my clients, thanks to my work, thanks to my own animals, the ones I have now, all the ones I've had over the years, I get to live in a reality that has all that color. And on a holiday like Thanksgiving, I can appreciate it. I don't need a special outfit. I don't need a lot of lights or a tree decorated to appreciate it. I don't really need any special foods. All I need is to stop and think about it and give thanks.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.